Tanya Day had fallen asleep on a train in country Victoria when she was arrested for public drunkenness in December last year. Hours later, she left police custody in an ambulance as she was falling unconscious, never woke up. By Christmas, she was dead. Almost three decades after the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody recommended that public drunkenness be decriminalised, Victoria remains one of only two states where it is still an offence. Now the Day family is speaking out in a bid to have the law changed. Elise Worthington has this exclusive report.
Oh. On the banks of the Murray River at the border between Victoria and New South Wales, the Day family has come to remember their mother.
As a Yorta Yorta woman, tradition where river people was born on the river.
Tanya Day used to come here to reflect, often with her son Warren.
She wouldn't say much, actually wouldn't even speak. She would sit here and have her own quiet time.
Daughter Belinda says there was pain in those quiet times.
Yeah, so mum's had struggles with drinking in the past. She's certainly had gone through trauma. She wanted to make her life better. So that started with, you know, eating well, looking after herself.
Tanya's Facebook page is filled with smiling selfies snapped during her frequent sessions at the gym. The active mother and grandmother had also become an advocate for Indigenous Australians and was particularly passionate about preventing deaths in custody. But her daughter says she died in the very same system she was fighting.
It was the 5th of December, so last year, you know, basically got a phone call. The Castlemaine police had been in contact. They'd actually picked mum up off the train for being intoxicated and without a ticket. I know for a fact she bought a ticket. I've checked her bank statement.
Police arrested Tanya Day for public drunkenness and took her to the watch house to sober up. Daughter April says the next time they saw her, she was in hospital.
She was on the bed and she had tubes and she was strapped down, but it was the bruise that was on her head that was most noticeable, because I thought to myself, for it to be that big and that black, she must have really hurt herself.
A directions hearing to begin the coronial inquest into Tanya Day's death gets underway in Melbourne today. It will examine whether a fall Tanya had while in custody led to her death and whether she was monitored appropriately while in the cell. Victoria Police said as the matter is before the coroner, it would be inappropriate to comment. Belinda Day says the family wants answers.
We buried our mum without knowing what had happened to her. We want people held accountable for what they did or didn't do.
Abolishing the crime of public drunkenness was one of the recommendations of the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody in 1991, but it's still an offence in Queensland and Victoria. The last story Tanya Day posted on Facebook was about the death of an Indigenous man who was held in Tamworth Correctional Centre. Now she joins him as one of the hundreds of Indigenous people who've died in custody since the Royal Commission almost 30 years ago.
Elise Worthington reporting.